On the specifics of the cricket campaign, Peter Hayne, who was then in the Young Liberals, was keen to do something militant, and for him being militant meant direct action. And this was beginning to surface within the field of the anti-apartheid movement, of a debate that had cost the peace movement rather heavily, which was the debate between, so to speak, standard campaigning, marches, demonstrations, petitions, placards, boycotts, etc., etc., and direct action. And the Committee of 100, which had formed within CND and then split away, which was committed to direct action, Peter Hayne got involved with a number of those people. And his thinking, I think, was shaped by them. And the executive asked me and John Spratt to have a meeting with Peter Hayne, which we did. It was inconclusive. We agreed to report back and then have a further meeting, which we did, but he didn't. He then launched, without previous consultation with the movement, the Stop 72 campaign. Which by and large coexisted reasonably well with the movement. The movement later had a preoccupation on its other flank, which was the group of anti-racist campaigners within the MCC, right in the heart of the British establishment, led by Labour Minister Reg Prentice, I think. But there were important people in there, like Dick Shepherd, the later Bishop of Liverpool and English cricket captain and so on. But they were a minority within the NCC and they were trying to shift it. And we were trying to hold all these forces from the direct action people who were digging up cricket pitches and sprinkling nails and so on to the stuffed shirts of the cricket establishment, trying to keep them in line together and going in the same direction, which by and large we did. But it was difficult. But I do remember the period of the of the Christmas holidays and so on around New Year, which was still the focus was still on the South African rugby team, which was still doing its two matches a week and so on, but under mounting pressure. Everybody could see that that this was going to turn into the cricket issue. And in that period, the office was completely swamped by demands for material. We were like a mail order firm at Christmas. We just spent all our time packaging up tens of thousands of leaflets, rolls of posters and so on, and getting them out to our supporters all around the country. And to illustrate the fact that we could appeal to anti-racists who were conservatives, one of our young helpers was a chap called Douglas Blaustein, who was a young Tory, later became a Tory councillor and so on. And he came as often as he could, and he was there for many hours, many days on end, and so on, helping us doing all this. And of course, in May or June that year, there came the general election, which Labour lost. And Douglas was the only person in the office who was going to vote for the Tories, and we couldn't understand. We used to have discussions, very amiable discussions. Yeah, Douglas, can't you see that the Tories are pro-apartheid and so on? But there were always those anti-apartheid Tories, few in number, but sincere. And the movement was able to work with them as well as with the radical direct action people.